Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we've got a table full of personalities all involved in one way or another with this thing that happens in Rock Hill every year called Christmasville. And if you're new to the community and you really want to find out what it's all about, put this on your calendar for this weekend because it starts out on Thursday night and it'll go like crazy until Sunday evening. So around the table, Hannah Tweedham with Piedmont Medical Center, Barrett Weatherall, who is the Christmasville Vice Chair, and Adam Schumann, who's the President of the Board of Governors. So we're going to do a little round table here, and then we'll find out what everybody's role is. Ladies first, go ahead, Hannah. Tell everybody a little bit about you.
Hi, Manning. So my name is Hannah. I am in charge of the marketing and community relations here at Piedmont. And we are getting excited about Christmasville. All of our employees, it's a big deal. We actually have Santa Claus visit our safety huddle. So that is on Thursday. We are very excited about that. That's a meeting where we talk about everything from a light bulb out to what patient we need to speak to that day. So Santa's going to be in the mix, and we are excited.
An hour ago, this lady was decorating a Christmas tree at the Women's Tower. Right?
Other duties as assigned. That's what that is.
All right.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so Barra, you're next. Tell us a little bit about Barra Weatherall, please.
I'm Barra Weatherall, and my real job is I work for Founders Federal Credit Union.
Relax, you're with Founders.
That's right. I do graphic design for them. So they are a very generous company and allow me to do my community work with Christmasville. So I'm vice chair this year. So obviously I'm really excited. I've got my Christmas earrings on.
Well, you do. You're all set.
My red lipstick and my Christmasville sweater. So I'm ready to go.
All right. Now, the other guy who does not have his earrings on, thank heavens, and no red lipstick is...
That's correct. Hey, good afternoon, Manning. Adam Schumann with the Blythe Company, and fortunate to be the board president for Christmasville this year. And so basically what I'm doing is kind of learning and leaning on everyone, including these two ladies here, to keep everything kind of coming together, work with our sponsors to get this event paid for.
Well, you know what? All you got to do is hand it over to women, and it'll get done and
absolutely.
Get it right. That's the way it goes, huh?
Absolutely.
Tell everybody just 30 seconds about what Blythe Construction is.
We are the Blythe Company, not to be confused with Blythe Construction, but we are working in the aeronautical and natural gas industry. So we represent and we perform service work and engineering work for natural gas companies and aeronautical industry.
How about that? Okay, so let's get back to Hannah. Piedmont Medical Center has been, well, the major presenting sponsor since this thing started 14, 15 years ago, correct?
Absolutely,
yes. Big deal for you all.
It is a big deal. So we value our partners in the community. We're very excited. We work with all the volunteers that work very hard to make this event happen for the community. But as far as Piedmont's involvement at the festival, we actually will be providing free ornament making for the kids this year. We did that last year, and it was a big hit. It rained last year, so we are really hoping that it does not rain this year. But despite that, we had a blast. And then we also are providing free family photos to anyone that walks up to our booth. We'll be located in the Old World Village. That's right next to Fountain Park. And we have one of the little village huts there. And so we will be taking the photos within one of those. And then across the way, we'll be doing free ornament making.
And that's something.
We're excited.
I got to do a sidebar here. I just came from Piedmont Medical Center and witnessed the most incredible piece of technology I've ever seen in my life. $2 million worth of robotics.
Oh, wow.
The latest and greatest with robotic surgery tools. They already have it, but this is the latest and greatest version of it. And it's, pardon my French, the damnedest thing I've ever seen as to how what they can do with this stuff. And with this robotic surgery, you don't, I mean, it's less invasive. You know, they do little incisions to get the robotic arms in there rather than opening you up. You get the surgery done quicker, the recovery time's quicker, and everybody's happy. I was amazed. I did a couple of interviews that you'll hear more about later on, but I still think of the heck, who are the people smart enough to do this kind of stuff? Woo! Wow. Okay, so Piedmont is not only financially involved in this thing, but you're very actively involved with, as you say, the ornament making. You're going to have the photo booth.
Yes, plenty
of stuff. Yeah.
And in addition to that, we also get our employees involved. So months in advance, we send out a list, and we have a lot of our employees actually staff the event. And so on top of their 12-hour shifts, wherever they might work, they and their kids, sometimes grandkids, they come and they show up and they serve the community alongside of us. And so that we're very, very fortunate to have a team like that.
Well, I know the whole Christmasville organization is very thankful to have Piedmont as the major presenting sponsor for this, because it makes a big, this is not an inexpensive event to put on. It's very expensive. And basically everything is free because of the generosity of the sponsors. So thank you, Hannah.
Thank you,
Piedmont Medical Center.
Thank you.
All right. So now, Bera.
Yes.
No. Let's go over here to the Board of Governors first. Mr. Chairman of the Board of Governors, your job with Christmasville is all about what?
Mainly finances. So this event has grown every year since its inception, drastically from year to year. And it takes a tremendous amount of support and money to put this event on. And so we're extremely appreciative for Piedmont Medical Center being our presenting sponsor, but also all of our sponsors, because it does, just like our festival theme this year, it takes a village. And at our kickoff breakfast, I made the comments to everyone that it really does take everyone involved, but they're not just sponsoring with their money. They're really making a difference in this community, because the event has such a positive impact on everybody that visits it and the entire county, really.
Let's just do a ballpark. To do this festival this year, is it $200,000?
That's a good ballpark. You're getting good at this, Manny. You hit it really close. It's actually more than that, but it does, because you've got to remember the security alone your police force. That can run $40,000 or $50,000. Then you're looking at rentals for tents and everything else, and we're very fortunate. Gala Affairs donates so much to this festival, like they do so many events in our community. But everything that's involved with it, Santa's workshop, the cookies, the amount of cookies that it takes for kids to decorate.
Thousands of cookies.
It adds up extremely fast, and it takes a lot of money to put this on. But at the end of Christmasville, after this, and we start working on this in January, but, at the end of Christmasville on Sunday, when we see kids leaving with boxes of cookies they decorated, ornaments that Piedmont sponsors that they decorate, all the different things in the events that they're able to attend, you see the difference that Christmasville makes for those who attend, and it makes it all worthwhile.
You know, this comes under that big banner called Quality of Life, and this kind of stuff, you know, the Come See Me festivals, the Christmasville, the Boo-ha-ha, all this stuff is what continues to keep Rock Hill being what Rock Hill is.
Absolutely, and it's the thing is, Rock Hill is having an effect on the whole area, not just Rock Hill, but York County as well, and that's something that the whole area benefits. Last year's event, we had people attend from Rhode Island. We had people as far south as Florida and as far west as Texas. We have people now scheduling their family vacations around the holidays so they can attend Christmasville. I would have never thought that, 15 years ago when this all started up, but it really and truly does.
When the festival, while the festival is going on, do you all have, surveyors out there kind of talking to people? Where are you from? What are you doing? Why are you here? That
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
And technology is a really great thing. The last couple of years, we've had unbelievable analytics that have given us the data of who's visiting the festival, how far are they coming. So we know that our average attendee is, I believe, 32-year-old woman, and typically brings with her 4 to 7 people. So you're talking about a tremendous amount of people coming in. But then also we rely on our board members. We have a tremendous board, and during the event, they are out working the festival. So we don't just volunteer for the board, you know, give some input and then not attend the event. Right. They're working. So these red vests that Bear has on, all our board members will be wearing it all weekend working the event. But they're also asking people, hey, where are you from? How long are you here for? And so we can get a lot of that information and then see what the real economic impact is of Christmasville on Rock Hill and the greater York County area.
So when we talk about the economic impact, and you anticipated my next question, what are the numbers telling you? I mean, how big has this thing gotten?
It's getting bigger every year. So we see every year a jump of a few hundred thousand dollars worth of economic impact. Last year, I believe the number was $3.8 million economic impact on the Rock Hill and York County area. Because you got to remember, all the further out people come, the longer they're staying, they're going to need hotel rooms. They're going to need food, restaurants at night when the festival may be not going on. They're going and seeing movies or visiting local retail shops. They're visiting, hopefully not, but maybe visiting Piedmont Medical Center should they need to, you know, get checked out on something. But that's the great thing about this event is this bringing people in, putting something on for them to do, but then showcasing everything that's great about this community.
And remember, every time one of the visitors comes and they stay in a hotel or they buy food here at Substation 2 or they buy gasoline at the QT or wherever, we're collecting sales tax or accommodation tax dollars, which get rolled back into programs like this to make them possible and allow them to grow.
Absolutely. The HTAX money is used for a tremendous amount of things in this community, and it takes these events to generate those funds. And so the support of the community, support of Piedmont Medical Center and our large business sponsors is extremely important because it doesn't just benefit this event, it benefits everything in the community.
Well, and for anybody who employs anybody, you take a large employer like Piedmont Medical Center, and maybe I ought to get her to talk about this herself, but when they bring in doctors and other very skilled personnel from all over the country, they're looking for more than just a first-class hospital, correct, Anna?
Absolutely. You know, it really, we have to sell this location and our hospital to the family of that physician as well. I know that, you know, it's really fun to have a realtor drive the physician around and be proud of where they're moving and the different, you know, programming or education system that we have here. We're very fortunate. I myself have only lived here for a couple years, and when I found out that we have Christmasville a block from my house, I was pretty excited. Pretty excited. My husband said, "You would move us to the only town in the United States that changes their name to Christmasville every year." So, I have a 6-month-old daughter now, and it just makes me even that much more excited to share with her the magic of Christmasville every year.
And I tell you, it's interesting because when I talk to some of these docs that have come into the community, when they recognize what Piedmont is offering in terms of the platform where they can do their stuff, that's a pretty easy sell. And then when they realize what's going on in the community, I mean, I say, Rock Hill's where the world begins and ends. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be here? But seriously, I mean, it's a much easier sell, quote unquote, when you've got all these pieces together, and one of those pieces is quality of life, which is what this represents.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do, Bera, before we get you on to download all of the event information, is we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, now, we do a magical thing here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. It's called preparing fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magic is detailed in the white letters here, and we all say it together at the count of three. So, 1, 2, 3, how do we do it here?
Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Gosh, they learned quickly. I love it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend AMP. Dividend AMP is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select. our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log in to Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Substation 2 Party Trays are always a favorite when people get together.
Party Trays are basically an assortment of sliced meats and cheeses, usually roast beef, ham, turkey breast. We also included some cheeses. We have a variety of sub-bread, white bread, rye bread that we cut up and put on a tray. And you assemble it yourself.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, Anna Tweenum from Piedmont Medical Center, Barry Weatherall from Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Slice, Charlie Ruffalo from Slice, Garden, and Adam Shoemate with Blythe Company. All here today, all talking about Christmasville. Now, there are so many events in Christmasville that you need to stop by the radio station and get one of these annual pamphlets that's about 24 pages long, because there's that much stuff. And remember, virtually everything, not everything, but virtually everything is F-R-E-E, thanks to the sponsors. So I think I'm just going to turn the mic on, Bear, and I'll come back in about 10 minutes, and you can... I'm going to let you highlight what's...
So page by page.
This all begins Thursday, correct?
That is correct,
yes. All right, what's going to be happening Thursday night?
Okay, Thursday night is our opening ceremonies, and we do have cookies with cocoa with Santa that night as well. But that's just kind of our kickoff. Now, we do have a few pre-festival things. We had, like, the gingerbread workshops and any of the contests that we did. You have to submit those things pre-festival, obviously. But
the kickoff on Thursday night, is it going to be in Fountain Park with the same...
It is, kind yep. Okay. We'll kind of do a big to-do.
Rockettes going to be there?
They are going to be there. We keep some tradition, and then we kind of like add in some new every year.
Okay.
So want to keep it fresh. but Christmas is kind of all about tradition, too, so we do that, too. But then you'll see Santa, you'll see the Grinch, and it may snow.
hint.
That's always my favorite part.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that'll be a good night. And weather looks good this year.
Thank you.
Knocking on wood.
All right. So we do that Thursday.
Yep.
And then the fun really begins on Friday.
Yep. And this year, I think this is the third year that Friday is a full day of entertainment. And we have actually branded this Friday as a senior day. The reason why is because, you know, kids are in school. We have people who are working and things like that. So Friday is going to be designated so that we can help get them around. We're going to have stretch limo golf carts.
Oh, boy.
We have a senior expo that we're going to have for the first time. We have a chef's event, a brunch. That's really cool. We also have Jim Shores coming to speak again.
He is quite something.
Yeah. Mm. And then we are actually going to have photos with Santa with the seniors, which is, I'm super excited about that. I can't wait to see
the seniors
that.
Go sit in Santa's lap?
That is correct. in Santa's workshop. We specifically designated a time for them to come through. So, yeah, we're really excited. We wanted to pay special attention to them. There is a few more events around that, but we're really excited about that. We kind of wanted to hone in on them this year.
What about Friday night? Is there anything Friday night going on?
Friday night is the parade.
Ah!
Yes. So, of course, that's a family tradition within Rock Hill and the surrounding areas. And I've heard it's packed with
really
good
stuff. They do not have, they don't have another room for another float.
That
what is it, 100 floats or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. So, anyway, but they... So Friday night is the parade, and then we go to Saturday and Sunday.
Look out.
Yep, yep. We got rides, we got carousels, we got Ferris wheels, we got bouncing houses.
Let's go back to Friday night, because the parade is going back to its traditional route. We don't have the road construction. So it's going to go down to Oakland, turn right on White, go down there to that little roadway between White Street and Main Street, cut right back up through there. And go right on down Main Street until it disassembles there at Fountain Park. Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me, in this crazy world we live today where everybody just does this stuff on their phones all day long, the amount of people who come out for a parade in Rock Hill, they will be 10 or 15 deep to see this thing.
They will.
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Again. I got to witness something last year where the security guards and the cops that were helping kind of guide before the parade was coming, they started singing Christmas carols. That was my favorite. Like, everybody joined in. I was so excited about it. So.
Well, I understand that Hannah Tweenum is going to be singing Jingle Bells throughout the course of this. Is that true? Or is that
we're trying to keep that a secret, man. Come on. You ruined my surprise.
What's my favorite event? Well, it's hard to nail it down. I mean, you know, I got a chance to interview Jim Shore here, gosh, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And when you talk to somebody that has the artistic skills that he does, mm-hmm. who now has become Disney's main character creator, it's fascinating. So to see him in action there at the breakfast or the tea or whatever the heck it is was really neat to watch. I also love to watch the kids and the kids' activities. When they get all together, as you pointed out, Hannah, when they're making cookies or whatever it is they're making, it's fascinating to watch it because those kinds of traditions, you don't find that stuff in most places anymore.
Very true.
Let's just go to the mall and buy this. Well, heck, you can do it right here at Christmasville.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right, so we're into Saturday. Oh, buckle your seatbelts and get ready.
Yeah, I mean, we start at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and we go all the way till, I think the latest thing is till 10, 11. So it's packed full. We have something for everybody. Now, Piedmont will have three different characters at their place in the Old World Village. They'll have the Grinch, they'll have the Polar Bear, and also Grant the Gnome, so that you can get your personal pictures with them. They will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that is in our festival guide. So make sure to check that out, because sometimes those characters are really hard to catch to get your photo with. So that's a good time to, like, have them right there so you can get that good photo, because those are actually some of my favorite photos with the Grinch and Grant the Gnome. So
I want you, and I'm sure you will, to keep a counter. I'd love to know how many pictures are taken over that 2 or 3 day period. With
absolutely. we'll report back.
It'll be a bunch.
It'll be a bunch.
So now you're gonna have rides down there?
We have rides. We have bouncy houses. We have cookie decorating. We have over 40 different workshops really throughout the whole weekend, which all of those can be found in the guide. Some do require registration, and some do cost a little bit of money. We have the gingerbread house contest going on. We have the Lego contest going on. We have another ornament contest going on. We have the Fezziwig Saturday night, which you can still get your tickets for.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know about the Fezziwig, it is actually, it supports three different charities, children's charities. And this year it's going to be Miracle Park, Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation, and the Early Childhood.
Good.
So good. It's a good cause, but you get to get fancy that night.
So we're at McBride Hall again?
Yep.
Okay.
Same at McBride.
McBride.
Yep.
So now the workshops. Tell me some more of some of the workshops. What are some of the things you're going to be doing?
Okay. We have wreath making. We have painting. We have ornament making. Cookie decorating. There's kind of a little bit for everybody, kind of. You have needlepoint. It's our first year, and the lady who was doing the needlepoint actually has Christmasville Santas to do the needlepoint with, so that was just perfect.
Isn't that interesting? All right. So I'm sure everybody's going to say, what about the craft market? Are you going to have that again?
We have the arts and crafts. We have, I think, 30 or 40 food trucks.
30 or 40 food trucks?
Yeah. Yeah, we have
where are they
going to
be?
Food.
Where are they going to be?
They'll be kind of in the similar spot as they were last year over towards Fountain Park area.
30 or 40 food trucks.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of people come to this festival.
Yeah, I got it.
We're
I got
the best
it.
Festival in the Southeast.
You know, Scott Oliver will be there, and he'll have his wallet out. He'll be ready to get some food out of the food trucks. I know him. Yeah. All right. So we got plenty of food.
Plenty of food. Yep.
Plenty of rides.
Yep. We'll have characters going all up and down the streets. We'll have the bubble guy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I tell you what, these pamphlets, whatever you want to call them, are everywhere in town. Mm-hmm. We have them down at Broadcast House. If you want to stop by and get one, you really need to have this because this thing has gotten so big that it's spread out all over the downtown area, mm-hmm. and you need to know what is where.
That's correct.
But you know the beauty of this thing? It's one weekend. And it's all jam-packed in one weekend, which I think is great.
It's over 100 events.
100 events?
Yep, in 4 days.
So I'm going to ask you each a question. What do you hope will come out of this when it's all over with? What I don't know, emotion or sense of accomplishment or whatever, do you hope will come out of this?
Okay, I'll start. I guess our thing is we always talk about the magic of Christmasville. So we kind of want people to walk away with that magical feeling that we took, you know, Old Town Rock Hill and just transformed it into a magical little Christmas town. So creating those family memories and just being able to explore what their own town or a visitor coming in, what we have to offer.
Okay, Hannah, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What do you hope comes out of it?
So she touched on what my priority would be. So when thinking about, you know, what involvement does Piedmont want to provide in the ornament making, it's really just memories. I mean, we all remember when we were little and the special traditions that we all had with our families. And I think if families walk away making new memories, that's a win for everybody.
Bingo. Good for you. All right, Adam.
Difficult to follow that.
Yep.
I tell you, mine personally is total inclusion. I really like that Christmasville has grown to a point where we're offering events like the Senior Day, where we're including every member of our community. But then also, you know, Sunday morning on the community table on Main Street, there will be a worship service on the community table. That's something that is you don't get to do normally. Downtown shut down, so you get to experience that. But then total inclusion for the whole county. You know, Rock Hill is generating tourism from within this county, and so you're seeing people from Sharon and Hickory Grove and Clover and York, Fort Mill, Leslie, you name it. The whole county really is involved in this event, and it's become larger than just Rock Hill, and that's what I hope to see out of it, is everyone feels included, and we have events for everybody.
I think that's all three answers were just great, because Christmasville is a wonderful opportunity for community, i.e. your county, to kind of come together in one central location and enjoy what we all like to enjoy during Christmas. And that is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Hannah Tweenum, thank you, from Piedmont Medical Center.
Thank you.
Barrel Weatherall from Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Thank you for being here. And Adam Shoemate with the Blythe Company. Thank you all for what you're doing for Christmasville, the support you're giving, the time you're giving. Couldn't do it without you. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. You want to say it, Barrel? Relax here with the network. Relax here with Founders. And Kaporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, one more time, everybody. Is everybody teed up? The state representative is here, Mr. Gary Simrell. We also have Dr. What's your name, old Scott Oliver? Gary Simrell. Well, I thought you looked like Gary Simrell, but you shaved. Randy Ligon. All right. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. How do we do it, gang? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
garden, 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 garden. All right, if you see Gary Simmel, say, I just insulted him. Bye.